shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show, and truth is our bitch, and like that. Our last show with Talk Radio Network is on the 24th, but we aren't going anywhere. We are going to be transitioning, and we will give you that information as it becomes propitious, as the sun comes up on a new day and the light begins to illuminate the land. We will gradually give you the information that you need to know where and how and when you can find the Phil Hendry Show. Now, Talk Radio Network has been our home for the last 7 years, and the opportunity afforded us has been tremendous. We are grateful for it. We move on with happy hearts. And if you will, please do check your radio press tomorrow, because we had a press release go out today that will appear tomorrow, and it will be in conjunction, but I think it'll probably be appearing at the same time TRN's press release appears. And essentially what we're saying is that we've elected not to pursue our relationship further with TRN because we've got a big digital platform, a big digital footprint that we're trying to manage. We're trying to do live theater. I'm telling you, man, you know, acting gigs and television and God knows what else. It's big, baby. It's getting bigger all the time.
That's what she said. See, I told you.
But not everything is that's what she said.
Yeah, but that was a pretty good time.
Yeah.
Just because it was a good time. So anyway, it's...
All right.
It's getting bigger by the second.
But, I mean, you don't want to say that's what she said.
No, you don't have to say that's what she's...
And so join us for what we've got in store. It's going to be fantastic. It'll be exciting, and we love you. By the way, our affiliates, those of you who are listening... we've got an email going out tomorrow to all of our affiliates. We are going to be addressing certain things with you. I'm sure you have questions. Where can we stay in business with you, Phil? You absolutely can. Yes, you can. And we will inform you as to how and when and where and what. Tomorrow will be a first of several emails you'll be getting from us on that topic. Anyway, welcome to the program. And by the way, Bud, you see what we've got there?
You've got a tile up.
Oh, yeah.
We have a tile that's rolling on Phil TV that says Phil will be starting at 9:15 p.m. Pacific. I think we've probably blown right past that one.
Well.
No, yes, we have. What do you mean, well? Yes, we have. We don't need to. So thank you very much, Bud. Anyway, welcome to the show, folks. What weird news we have had to contend with here over the last few days. And when I say we've had to contend with... It ain't nothing compared to what some people have had to literally deal with. Those three girls in Cleveland, that story has just captured the imagination of all concerned. And, of course, let's not forget this Jody Arias. And, Margaret, you have been watching that, right?
I have been, Phil, and I'd like our audience to know that we're all over that. I climbed all over... Well, I don't want to use those kinds of terms. Working on this show, I tend to use the terminology that Phil and Bud and Robert and... the rest of them use, so forgive me if I lapse into that, because you can understand that I'm surrounded by it.
Why don't you get to it?
Bud?
See, this is, and you tell me I can't even so much as just throw a jab.
No, I'd rather you not. Don't ever do that again, Bud, because...
Are you the person that... In any event...
Just go ahead, do it. Shut up, Bud.
In any event, I was watching the Jody, and again, this is the French. You can pronounce her name Arias, and to me, it sounds very pedestrian. It sounds cleaning woman-esque, and I think you know what I mean.
You talk about messing.
I didn't use that word. I'm just saying very pedestrian.
Okay, so if I say Arias...
Let's not beat that into the ground like we beat everything else around here and like... Certain things get beat after the show ends, if you know what I mean. If you take my meaning.
Yeah, we take your meaning.
Good. Now, the way you pronounce her last name is... His first name is Jody. The last name is Arias, or Arias. Now, I don't pronounce it strictly that way because of the juvenile mindset, but the strict French is Arias. And I'll just go ahead and preempt these two... Hairy ass, okay. Monkey sounds great.
I was going to do that.
Well, yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Well, Margaret, I mean, if they haven't done it, why would you...
In any event, Jody Arias, or if you will, Arias or Aria, has been found guilty, and she will cook as sure as God made green apples. And it is a little bit sad, because she's a lovely young woman. She has a rare beauty, I think. She could have been a model. She could have been an actress. She could have been anything she wanted to be. But instead, what she decided to do was carve a man up and leave him to die in a stinking shower stall someplace at God knows what time of the day or night. She could have had anything she wanted, and she decided to carve up a boyfriend because he didn't invite her to Cancun. Woo! That's bad.
Well, you know, I got to agree with you there, Margaret.
Well, I don't go woo. That almost blew my ears out.
I'm sorry?
You blew my ears out going woo.
I was emphasizing a point.
Yeah, it's going to blow his ears out.
Well, I don't care if I blow his ears out if you don't like it.
Okay, Robert, would you be quiet, please? So the point that you're making here, Margaret, I think is a very good point. This woman got her feelings hurt, and she felt marginalized, and she felt like anybody who is an insecure individual in a relationship to the point that they're so codependent, their very lifeblood, the very beating of their heart, the very intake of oxygen is dependent upon their relationship with this person. I mean, is that love? I don't know what that is. But there's a hell of a lot of it going around and has been going around for a long time. We can't make it on our own. We get a fantasy. I think we overly romanticize certain people. Maybe the person has a look or they have a style or they have a way of being that automatically hooks into certain securities and insecurities that people have. You know, and that's probably what happened with this Jody Arias and this young man, Travis Alexander. And when he said that he was going to take that other girl to Cancun...
That's what went on, and she decided to carve it up.
Well, yes, that's exactly... He said that, I'm going to Cancun. I'm sorry, was I... Who are you again? That's going to piss a girl off, though.
Wait a minute. He didn't say, who are you again?
No, he didn't say that. But that's essentially what you're doing. When you tell a woman who's in your life, even marginally, even a woman that you're seeing... Every other Tuesday, let's say. I don't know how these guys do this. I don't know how Mr. Alexander worked it. But let's say he's seeing this Jody Arias every other Tuesday or every Wednesday, every odd Thursday or something. She gets it in her mind that she is something special, where you and I both know that he could care. He wipes with her, if he even thought about her at all.
What do you mean wipe with her? That's pretty bad.
He wipes with... He hates her?
No, he doesn't. He loves to have sex with her. He loves to make love to her. But in terms of her being in his life, ain't gonna happen.
Okay, so she gets marginalized.
She gets marginalized because in her mind, she belongs in Cancun. Whereas the reality is, she doesn't belong anywhere near his house until he blows the dog whistle. Now, I feel I'm a woman, and I hate talking about women this way, but there's a lot of us who need to accept our place in a relationship.
Wow. Well, that'll get people pissed off.
I mean, that's pretty strong. That's a strong opinion.
Well, of course it is. That's what I specialize in. But I believe it.
You believe that there are some women who have to accept their position in a relationship, and for some women, it's waiting for him to blow the dog whistle.
Yes, figuratively speaking. In other words, there are some women that are going to be at his side. I was that for Frank. Frank blew the dog whistle for Darlene. You understand?
I don't know. Darlene is a real person.
No, she's my imaginary friend. Yes, she's a real person.
All right, so did he blow on a dog whistle?
No, he didn't. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
All right, so this is... But what you're saying is she's like the girlfriend that is... If I'm hearing you, Darlene was the girlfriend that Frank had tied up outside near a dog dish.
What are you laughing at?
Well, come on. I mean, that's what you're saying.
I'm not... Yes, that's what I'm saying, but I find it tragic.
But you were the dog that was, you know...
I'm not a dog, thank you, but if I were a dog, yes, I was the one that would be at Frank's feet. All right, I'll say licking my balls. Although that's not really applicable. I'll kill it.
Hey, watch it.
I swear to...
Ow! Watch it, will you? Don't you think he's going to laugh at that?
Laugh at what?
in Frank's life, Darlene was the girlfriend tied up outside at a dog dish.
I hope you go straight to the, go to the one that...
The devil?
I was going to say, go to the one that evacuates briquettes. I'm going to the toilet.
Make sure you don't evacuate no briquette. Because, ow!
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back here, folks. I mean, it's funny to me. We're not supposed to laugh at this stuff. Margaret's talking about the Jodi Arias trial, or whatever the hell.
Jodi Arias.
It ain't Jodi Arias. Although it may be in a couple of weeks once she gets pitched into the bullpen. Oh! We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Oh! Welcome back here, folks. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's a beautiful world, but the ugly things that occur in it, beyond belief. And we're talking about today's verdict in the Jodi Arias trial. The woman convicted of murdering Travis Alexander, she got convicted of first-degree murder. She got convicted of first-degree murder, which means premeditated murder. And there is going to be now a phase of the trial starting tomorrow, which I believe is the phase determining the exact severity of this first-degree murder. In other words, and I forget the exact name they give it, but this will play heavily into whether or not this woman gets the death penalty. Jodi Arias has said she wants the death penalty. She doesn't want to spend her life in prison. She felt that she was going to be dead. That's why she says she made the statement that I will not be spending any time in jail. You've probably seen a very famous interview clip that she says, I won't be convicted. I don't know. I don't know how she made that square, but somehow in some people's minds she did. I mean, this woman, we keep using this word psychopath, and people probably think we overuse it, but no, we're not overusing it, because as I said, there is a higher percentage of the population that is psychopathic or sociopathic than has anorexia. In other words, we've got magazine articles and the cover of Rolling Stone and Time Magazine and, Fat Lady Weekly. And we got every kind of magazine and newspaper talking about anorexia as if it was an epidemic like the influenza epidemic. And there are fewer people with anorexia than are psychopaths. There's more of them. So I'm not overusing the word at all. You know, this comes up all the time in crime in America and all over the world. Individuals, no conscience. Oh, I can't have what I wanted to have? No, you may not. Well, then it's logical to me. It's almost like she's, you know, they're almost like Vulcans, you know, with one exception. There is a lot of emotion when they are actually committing the crime. That's where they feel. That's where a psychopath, a sadistic psychopath, feels when they're committing a crime. They generally can... This is going to sound really freaky, and I don't know if it's true for women. Some psychopaths actually get off while they're murdering people. I mean, they orgasm while they're murdering somebody. Some psychopaths are feeling intense rage. Some psychopaths are in an elated and almost a euphoric state of power. You know, it's probably not unlike what a manic or a person with a state of mania feels, like a bipolar person feels. And they go back and they relive sometimes the crime, because it reminds them of what they were feeling. That's why a lot of these people keep trophies. They can look at the trophy and it reminds them they can relive a little bit of the crime they committed. That's why they keep skulls. That's why they keep lockets of hair. That's why they keep jewelry. That's why they keep underwear. That's why Ted Bundy went back to the places where he committed his crimes, and I believe the corpses were still there.
No, don't... He didn't.
I don't know if he had sex with them, but he would go back and play with the remains.
Oh, man, what do you mean play with remains, man? Yeah, probably played soccer with a skull or something.
No, I don't know what he did. But he went back and played with the remains. That's what Bundy did. And there are other stories that are equally as gruesome, if not more. Some psychopaths are cannibals because they feel like cannibals of old, if they eat their victim, then the victim stays with them. They have complete power over that person. That's what they want to have. And that's, man, this is textbook psychopathy. This Jody, what's her ass? When she, you know, that almost should be her name.
Well, it rhymes with Ari at, well, no.
In any event, when she saw that he was going to Cancun with this other chick, that's not in the game plan, man. No. You're going to Cancun with me. You belong to me. Your life belongs to me. Well, I'm not going to, you know. Well, okay, then guess, well, then I'm going to kill you. Now, you and I, normal people, we get angry, we get hurt, we cry, we stomp up and down, we, you know, we go and get drunk. We do a lot of things, but we don't say, I think I'm going to kill somebody. You know, I'm going to go and I'm going to kill the person. But that's what she did. And what she did, she attacked the guy when he was at his most vulnerable in a shower with the three walls of a shower behind him as he was posing for pictures. That's what she was. That was the front that she created. Let me take some pictures of you, baby, while you're taking a shower. You're so hot looking. So she's taking pictures of this guy. And then she said, sit down. I want to take pictures of you while you're sitting down. And, you know,
Bates probably want to get a shot of his you-know-what.
Well, what? That doesn't make any difference.
Yeah. I mean, whatever the pretext was, he's sitting down. And that's when she reached for the knife, according to the scenario recreated by people in the know. And she hit him with the knife as he was sitting. And she's, you can imagine, she's going over and over again with this knife. She's got the camera in the right hand. She drops the camera, and that's where she claimed to the judge and to the court, well, you know, I dropped the camera by mistake and he attacked me. No, what she did is she dropped the camera because she needed to wield that knife. She starts hitting him with the knife. He pushes away. He gets up. He runs over to the sink because he's bleeding profusely. And if you think about it, it's almost like a natural reaction, because how many of us have been attacked by a knife-wielding person that we thought liked us? I don't think many of us, you know.
Well,
what?
I may have.
Well, have you?
No, but I can't. You can never say never.
Oh God, do you? You? I don't know, Bud, how you get out of bed in the morning and not just fall off the edge of a cliff or something. Where do you sleep at night? Do you sleep in a bed?
Yeah.
Where is it? Look, see. Oh my, you got to think about that.
Hold on. So now he gets up, he goes over to the sink, he's bleeding from the nose, it's just a horrible thing, and that's when she comes up from behind him and she starts savaging him again from behind. He turns around, he pushes her away again, he starts to try saving his life. He realizes, I'm in big trouble here. This chick, maybe he thought it was a mistake, maybe he thought it was an accident, maybe he thought she by mistake knifed him. You know, what's going to go through your mind when you see somebody, you know, a half an hour before you were making love to and suddenly she's thrusting a knife into you? So now he realizes, I got to get my ass out of here. I got to save my life. He turns. He begins to run. She catches up to him, because how fast can a guy run who is losing blood by the gallon? She begins thrusting that knife into his back. He drops to the floor. He rolls over to try to push her away one more time, but she's on him, and she is driving that thing into him and then goes around behind him as he lays there helpless on the floor, picks up his head, draws the knife across his throat, cuts his throat. Now, this is the action of a textbook psychopath. And when you look at her on TV and she's bawling like a baby and she's so pretty, and a lot of guy, boy, I'll tell you what, pal, if you think she's hot, go ahead. You can have a date with her. Good luck coming out of that one alive.
Well, she's not going to go and kill someone else.
She's got the taste of blood. She's got nothing to lose, you know. And they put on that act, and they look convincing, and that's why people say, not my Jody. No way did she, and I'm telling you, I know, if anybody ever says to you they know somebody really well, and take it from me, they could never do this, you're talking to a real schmuck. I'm telling you, you got to follow the evidence. I know that they love and they cherish their friends and they want to protect. And I know that they mean well, but I'm sorry. You just don't, you know, you can't take their word for it. And I'm looking at her on TV right now. She's, you know, pretty nice looking chick. She's got a great body.
Pretty good ass.
Nice ass. Well, I didn't mean.
Would you grow up?
Sorry. But she is. And she murdered this guy. And she murdered him in a way that I'll bet you nobody could have imagined. This poor guy, and that'll show you, a woman and a man, one-on-one, You know, there's very little. I wouldn't be taking anything for granted there. All right, we'll be back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Chris Norton coming up next to talk about the dangers. This kind of a thing in terms of dating. We're not going to talk about this crime, but Mr. Norton, who is a longtime bachelor, runs Norton Explodes Entertainment Enterprises, as well as has a hand in the adult film industry. We'll be talking with us about this when we come back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Talk about it.
Right.
Well, what is he? This guy Norton really rubs me the wrong way.
Oh, wow.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. We're going to have Chris Norton of Norton Explodes Entertainment on to join us here. We're talking about, just like in the Casey Anthony case, although the Casey Anthony case was not about young singles per se, but it was about a young woman that wanted to live the life, and she had the responsibility of a baby. It was about a young woman that wanted to have something that she couldn't have, and decided, in my opinion, and the opinion of a lot of people that watched that trial, decided to utilize the, utilize the out or the option of just killing someone to have the freedom to do what they want to do. Chris Norton joins us. Tonight you are doing a party, I think, Chris. You're emceeing, but you're not on right now, right?
I'm not on right now, Mr. Henry, but probably about an hour and a half right now. It's... Smosey Wilson is a DJ over here at Nightlight, and this is a club over here in Mesa Beach. It's very close to the Rosie Falcone, what is where we usually hang out. That's a place that I thought I would probably be at, but I'm not right now.
Okay, that's fine, but you're not busy right now.
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay. Chris, as you look at this trial, the Jody Arias trial, and you look at the death of this young man, you're a single man, you're 28 years of age. You have been on our program before. You talk about you date a lot of women. Do you ever fear this kind of thing happening to you?
Well, you have to understand, I think, from my point of view, and it's a very specific point of view. My point of view is that, as you know, Mr. Henry, I am in the adult film industry, so I says it's sort of my business. Relationship is not, but says... is, and I'm involved in the producing and production of Cess films, and I've got one of the largest collections of Cess movies on the West Coast. So, I mean, it's sort of like when I'm dating a young woman, I already have Cess when I'm doing an adult film.
By the way, are you still a telemarketer?
Yes, sir, I am.
So the money that you make as an adult film actor...
Well, I don't. I'm not working as much as a lot of the other actors because I'm just getting started in it.
I see.
But what I was going to say is, when I go, I have sets during the day. So when I go out at night and I'm going out with a young lady and we're going to have cocktails, we may go to Rusty Pelican, which is one of my favorite places to go. We're going to have a cocktail. But the sets, if we get to it, and if I decide. We're going to get the cess that night. That's one thing. But if I decide we're not going to...
Why is that your decision, by the way?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I wish it wasn't. Believe me, I wish that it was not my decision. But the women that I go out with, and they almost always have already decided that they want cess.
So you either say yes or no to the sex?
That is correct, yes, sir. But what I was going to say was that when you have the cess, it has to be super cess, because I'm in a sessual situation during the making of the movie. At night, when I go out with a young lady, and, oh, this is my favorite song. Hold on for just a minute, Miss Herring. Yeah. 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 Hey, Billy. Hey, Biff. Hey, Biff. Go get another Cap Morgan. Yeah. All right. So when I go out with a young lady,
are you at the? Oh, you're not at the club.
No, I am at the club at the Nightlight.
You're not at Rusty Pelican.
No. This is a guy called a disco, but it is in Hermosa Beach.
Okay, so when you go out at night,
when I go out at night with a young lady, It's got to be super cess because I'm having regular cess in the day. If I'm in a adult film, if not, then the cess that we'll have at night can be more of a lesser level of cess. You understand what I'm saying?
All right, but it's not really, I understand what you're saying, but it's not really answering the question. You're pretty close to that DJ.
Hold on, I got to move. Hey, can you move over? Could you get your girlfriend to move? Hey, can you get your girl? Because she's taking up two of these stools, dude. Well, thank you. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. There was a young lady who was sitting here, and she was pretty big, and she was taking up two stools. No, I'm just talking on the radio. On Phil Henry. Yeah, so I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
All right, so let's talk about what I initially asked you. Do you fear a young woman? Have you ever had a relationship like this?
No, I have not, Mr. Henry. The reason is I've not had long-standing relationship. I never let any relationship that I'm in get to a point. I never let any young woman who is dating me and who is, you know, I'm providing accessible service for, I never allow her to get the idea in her head that she is my girlfriend or, you know, whatever she thinks. That's not going to happen because right now I'm all about my career and I'm all about my adult film business and Norton's Bloat. And that's what I'm all about. I go to Norton's Bloat. I go to the telemarketing. I go to Norton's Bloat.
Okay, but what you're basically saying is you don't get close to a girl long enough for her to assume she's anything.
That is absolutely correct. I don't mistreat them.
No, I know that, but she doesn't. So no woman has ever, even after just a few dates, has ever assumed I'm Chris's girl.
Some women have, but that is you turn that to advantage because what I do and what I can do is if there's a young lady who is like, you know, she doesn't take my command to, or no, I shouldn't say command, but she doesn't do what I told her to do, which is to go away from me as far as she can get, and she stays near me, then that is something that I will probably want to record because that's proof, you know, it's not proof, but it just shows how, and I don't mean to be egotistical, but it shows how hot, you know, how hot I am, and I can use that in my adult film industry.
Okay, you lost me.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. You're
saying that when you go out with a woman and she stalks you and she won't leave you alone, that's something you can put on your resume?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, because it shows, you know, the...
It shows the hot ability of him.
Yeah, I mean, the hot ability, I don't know...
What do you mean the hot ability?
Well, it shows that I am so hot. If you think about it, Mr. Henry, it shows that I'm so hot that a woman is all over me. Morning, noon, night, and I can go to a producer of adult film and say, you know, check this out. See, you know, you see that, you know, like this one girl, Gloria, I was telling you about, and she was following me, and she parked her car near the mailbox of this one house where they were doing an adult film production, and I said to the director, let's go check it out, and the nose of her Corvair, you could see just pass a, like a stone, mailbox and everything, and she's down there all, ooh, Chris. You know, and
well, you know, Mr. Norton, I got to tell you, you sound a little like you don't quite understand what's going on here, if you don't mind me saying. You sound young, and you're not young. You're 28, so you're approaching the age of 30. I mean, you're a man in the world, and I think you ought to know a little bit more about what's... I mean, I don't mean to tell you your business, but if you think that a woman who's obsessed and is stalking you is some kind of a resume-enhancing point, how do you know, and this goes back to my point, how do you know she's not going to try and kill you?
I don't, Mr. Henry. It's a good point. And I don't want to say nothing about nobody, you know, but let's just say a guy, if a guy is attacked and is murdered by a chick who is fairly hot looking, because I got a good look at this Jodi Arias, and she is a fairly hot looking she's fairly hot looking, and when you look at it, I mean her, you know, it's hot, and there's a variety of hot areas, you know, she's got the butt is good. I mean, I shouldn't say.
All right, I don't want to go through a whole point by point breakdown of the woman. She's an attractive woman.
Yeah, but she's put together, And I would say that if you have a woman who is fairly hot like that, and she's all over you, like, you know, she's all over you, like just oil on a coffee table, you know what I mean, Mr. Henry? You know what I mean, Mr. Henry?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I
know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, oil on coffee. You mean she's all over you like white on rice?
Well, I didn't want to say, you know, white on rice. That's kind of boring. Everybody says that, but I mean, she's all over you like a smell would be.
Yeah, she's all over you like stink on you know what.
What?
All right, I get the idea.
Okay, so
you're saying that she is stalking you, she's following you, and she's, you quote unquote, hot like this Jody Arias. Then what?
Well, I think that you can safely say to anyone who is watching this chick following you, you could say, to check it out, look what's following me, and look at, and I don't want to be crude, Mr. Henry, but this is how men would speak to each other. You would say, check the butt on it, check the butt on it. And
all right, so while a woman is stalking you with a knife or a gun...
Well, I'm not saying with a knife or a gun.
Yeah, but that's what Mr. Henry's saying. She's stalking you with a knife and a gun. You're going to go, hey, check out the butt?
I don't know, man, if she's got a knife or a gun, you know? I don't know.
Well, that's the first thing you ought to figure out before you start checking out her butt or whatever else you're checking out, because obviously she's an attractive girl, dude. I don't think you have to go into a schematic chart and say to any guy passing by, hey, look, and let me explain how hot she is, because if she is armed and means to do you harm, don't you think that's something you should know?
Well, Mr. Henry, hold on. Hey, tell him, man, that's the wrong song. Is that Moby? It sounds like it'll make retards. We can't afford it, Jack. Hey, hold on, Mr. Henry. Can you hold on 2 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead. We're talking here with Chris Norton.
I'm telling you right now, that's retard making music. Because what it does is, when it goes do 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 do, it'll go into the brain, and it does stuff in brains that are not good. You know, like if your brain has a scar, then the do do do. I don't know. It makes a retard out of you. Okay, I'm back.
By the way, can I just say something?
Yes, sir.
That whole exchange you had with that guy about how that's, quote, retard-making music, can you get away from that?
Yeah, get me away from... Hey, JJ, I gotta move, man. You're playing some bad... Turn it down, man. Your music sucks on ice. Okay, is this better?
Yeah. I have to tell you that's the most ignorant thing I've ever heard.
I don't like this music. Are you talking about music?
No, I'm not talking about the music. I'm talking about you saying that was retard-making music.
Well, it is, Mr.
All right, it may be music that you think has a certain vibration or rhythm that will cause the electromagnetic impulses in the brain to go haywire, but we don't call that retard-making music.
Well, I don't know what you just said, you know.
But he's trying to tell you something, you idiot.
Hey, man, why don't you shut up? You
know, hold on for a minute. Bud, shut up. Now,
are you listening to this music right now? Because I don't want to say anything, but that guy Dickman, hey, dude, have you been listening to this music? Because you're all,
No, but I think you're listening to it.
No, I don't think so, man. You're the one that's going, Yeah, I think you're...
Hey, I'm going to tell you, Chris, I'm going to hang up on you if you don't shut up and listen to me, okay?
Yeah, fine.
All right, let's take a break.
You just told me to shut up, and now you're going to...
Let's take a break. Thank you, Bud, for trying to defend me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, this guy's an idiot.
I appreciate it. I can handle it, though, okay? We'll be right back with Chris Norton and more on how hot it makes you look if a chick is stalking you and wants to kill you. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The
yeah,
Phil Henry
don't
Show.
Call it well, this guy's getting pissed off about it. You're going to have to find another thing to call it. And take that sign down.
Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back, world famous Phil Henry Show. Chris Norton joins us here from, I don't know where you are now, Chris.
I'm sorry, Mr. I was just using the restroom here. They still have that music on. You don't think I have them turn it down? You don't think it's going to cause... And I remember what you said, Mr. Henry, an epileptic fit or...
Epileptic? Yeah, that's what... No, I don't think so, okay? Is anybody reacting negatively?
No, not yet, but that's my concern, that there will be some kind of reaction that may be, you know, be a negativity, or there will be some kind of reaction that will be a negativity. I can't really...
I understand. Let's just forget about the music. We're talking with Chris Norton here. We're talking about dating. We're talking about, the situation that led to this terrible crime in Arizona. The psychopathic date, if you will, the fatal attraction date, the play Misty for me date, call it what you will. They exist, and they exist in every generation. And we're talking to Chris about his experiences. Chris is a adult film actor as well as a telemarketer and does The Single Life. You're at this place, Nightlight?
Yes, sir.
And you are doing what tonight?
I'm going to be the DJ. I'm going to be come up right after Mookie Swanson gets done. Mookie's does first set, and then I come up and I do kind of my thing, which is I'm Chris Norton Splodes, you know, woo, woo. And it's a lot of fun, and I do games. We do a balloon. And that's what I tell them. I just go, we're going balloon. And
What is that?
Well, I don't really want to say because it tips it off. But it's not. It doesn't have nothing to do with nitrous oxide. That's the first thing the club owner goes. Davey says, dude, you can't be, you know, doing balloons. I said, I'm not doing no balloons. I said, we're just going to go balloon.
Okay. You don't want to tell me what that is?
If I tell you, people may be listening.
Okay, I understand. So, Chris, getting past that for just a moment. You were talking about women that have been crazy. You feel that it is a feather in your cap if a woman is so obsessed with you that she wants to kill you?
Well, I think it's difficult to... okay, hold on. Oh, man, no. Yeah, all right. Mr. Henry, if you could, for just a second. Lorraine, what's up? That's the girl that I was telling you about.
This is one of your dates.
Yeah, she just came in. Her name's Lorraine, and she is very hot, and she is totally into me. But she was, as I mentioned to you last week when I was on the shoot, I was on that shoot for Barbarella Unzipped, if you remember.
Well, you're telling me I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, it's Barbarella Unzipped, and she was the one parked at the bottom of the driveway, and who wanted to cut it up.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about, man. You're in this club with this psycho chick.
Yeah, but see, hold on. Yeah, see, here's what I'm saying, Mr. Henry.
No, you're in the club with a psycho. Just listen to me, will you? You're in the club with a psycho chick that had a razor, a straight razor. She's parked at the end of the driveway while you're doing a movie. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
She wants to cut you up, dude. Why are you still in that club as she walks in?
Because, Mr. Henry, I think you need to understand, I am, you know, I'm very good looking. I have been with all women. And please listen to me for just a moment, Mr. Henry. The other thing is that I think a lot of the men that are listening to you right now, I'm looking at Maureen right now, and she is completely hot. I mean, she's smoking hot. She's got on a leather catsuit that is totally sweet. She's got on big spike heels, the cat suit's hugging, and she has a very fine body, okay? And I think that's something that unless you've seen that...
Yeah, you know what, dude, I have seen that, so what has that got to do with anything?
Man, you are getting old.
No, well, okay, maybe I am, but maybe I'm getting smart. If you see somebody who, was it last week?
Hold on, I don't think you heard me. She's got on a leather cat suit... That's smoking hot.
I heard you, man, that she's got on a leather catsuit that's smoking hot. She almost took a straight razor to you.
Hold on for a minute. Hey, Lorraine. Hey, what's up? Yeah. And she also, Mr. Henry, she's out dancing right now with this one guy. Oh, God, she's dancing with, hey, check out who she's dancing with. Yeah, Mickey. Yeah, Mickey the Geek. Hey, Mickey, yeah, go, Mick. Woo! Yeah, she's dancing with Mickey the Geek, who she usually dances with. And the reason why they call him the Geek is because he's ugly and he's like almost got a hunchback and he's got one leg shorter than the other. But apparently his penis is like a 15 inches or.
Okay, that's fine, man. I don't need to hear that.
Well, I mean that's the only reason why she would ever even want to even be close to even saying yes to Mickey the Geek. You know.
I got it about Mickey the Geek. You know, you seem to be making a joke about this.
Well, I mean, what are you talking about?
This is a woman that wanted to razor you up.
Yes, she did. I'm aware of that. But I'm also trying to tell you, Mr. Henry, and I'm telling your audience, yeah, she did want to take a straight razor to my throat and slice it, but she's also got a pair on her. And I wish I could...
you're right. We are not communicating here.
Yeah, I wish I could explain it to you, man. I mean, what am I not explaining? What am I not explaining?
What you're not explaining is how it is that the size of her breasts overrides death. You're not explaining how the shape of her body and the beauty of the form of this woman is overriding your survival instinct. You're not explaining that to me.
What? Yeah.
Did she talk? Mr. Henry's talking about...
Man, I'm going to tell him to turn the music down because it's turning you tired, man. You know...
Yeah, I'm going to come down there to Nightlight, and I'm going to break the equipment.
Okay, I just got a threat from this guy.
All right, hold on for a minute, will you?
Jimmy, I just got a threat from some guy that talks like he's got, like somebody took a razor blade to part of his brain.
All right, we'll be back next hour with more on the Jodi Arias. She has been convicted of first-degree murder. That was Chris Norton saying that, yes, you don't want to be cut up by a woman, but after all, it is kind of a feather in your cap to have a woman want to kill you because she can't be with you. Huh? We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
I mean, you know, it's just the one, half a dozen of the other, Mr. Henry.
The what?
It's just the one.
Your sister one?
No, man. I said it's just the one.
Phil Hendry.
Come on, man.